Dr. Robert Epstein, Google is influencing the midterm elections using ephemeral experiences. By Lucas Nolan on November 8, 2022. Dr. Robert Epstein, a consistent enemy of Google's election meddling plans and the senior research psychologist of the American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology, has recently published an article claiming that Google is once again attempting to shift votes leading into the midterm elections, but believes that there is a solution to this issue coming in the near future. In an article published by the Daily Caller, Dr. Robert Epstein, a senior research psychologist at the American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology, states that his research team is monitoring online political content directed at voters in swing states and believes that Google and other companies are attempting to shift opinion and voting preferences using ephemeral experiences. Epstein explains, "We have so far preserved more than 1.9 million ephemeral experiences, exposure to short-lived content that impacts people and then disappears, leaving no trace, that Google and other companies are able to use to shift opinions and voting preferences, and we expect to have captured more than 2.5 million by Election Day." Epstein explains that ephemeral experiences were discussed by Google employees in emails leaked by The Wall Street Journal from 2018. The employees discussed how these experiences could be used to change people's views about former President Donald Trump and his travel ban at the time. In 2018, Epstein attended the Breitbart News event Master of the Universe, Big Tech versus Free Speech and Privacy, where he discussed the control that Google and big tech firms have over the information users see, stating, "I did a piece for the Daily Caller, a piece I wrote with Ben Edelman of the Harvard School. We estimated that if these companies were all working together and supporting the same candidate, and really pulling out all the stops and using all the methods they have to manipulate, they could shift 10% of the voting population of America with no one knowing that they had done this, and without leaving a paper trail for authorities to track," Epstein said. 10% could be shifted. That's a lot of votes, with no one knowing they had done this," he remarked. In his latest article, Epstein states that Google is up to the same tricks in 2022. "Our preliminary analyses of the data we have collected so far in 2022 are equally disturbing. In swing states, and especially in Wisconsin, Arizona, and Florida, we are finding a high level of liberal bias in Google search results, but not in search results on Bing, the same pattern we have found in every election since 2016. In several swing states, 92% of the autoplay videos being fed to YouTube users are coming from liberal news sources. YouTube is owned by Google. Unless Google backs down, it will shift hundreds of thousands of votes on election day itself with those brazen targeted go vote reminders, and we will catch them doing so." Epstein says that in an effort to track the influence of these big tech firms, by 2023 he will have a digital shield in place to combat Google and other big tech giants influencing elections using this technique. "And this time, we will continue to expand the monitoring system. And we will be monitoring content going not just to voters but also to America's children. By late 2023, we will have a digital shield in place, a panel of more than 20,000 field agents in all 50 states. And we will shame big tech into staying clear of our elections and our kids for many years to come." Read more at the Daily Caller here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.